This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. This story is from a book compiled by Roseau County Historical Society, Pioneers, O Pioneers, Book 2. It was published in the late 1970s, I believe, and thanks Hazel Wahlberg for all her work on it, as well as Milt Sather from Greenbush and Lauren Johnson from Minneapolis for the gathering of stories. This one is about Jens Peterson of Greenbush. Jens Peterson was born on a farm about 2 miles from Cambridge, Wisconsin, on September 29, 1896. His grandfather and mother were born on that place. His great-grandfather took homestead rights there. The President of the United States signed that deed. Church services were held in that yard, using a big stump for an altar, until a log church was built. When his grandfather grew up, he designed a new church by Cambridge. It had 2 stone walls and 2 brick walls. His grandfather was also an inventor. Replicas of things he made are in a museum in Decorah, Iowa. Jens' father, Gunder Peterson, came there when he was 20. He came from Veihusgård, Norway. His mother was Annette Marie Gunnelsen. Ole, Clarence, and Lydia were also born in Cambridge. When Lydia was a baby, the family moved to Bellevue, Minnesota, where Uncle Jens lives. Jens was kind of small when he was born and got pneumonia when he was little. The doctor said he wouldn't live. His lungs bothered him for many years. He was usually sick in the fall and was in bed a lot. In Bellevue, they had a barn or buggy shed. Clarence and Jens started fire to it. His mother was cleaning house and had set matches down, and the boys sneaked some. They dug down by the barn and started a fire. It went inside and burned the barn down. His mother went in the building and brought something heavy out, a buggy or something that ordinarily she couldn't lift or pull. From Bellevue, they moved to Stephen. From there, his grandfather made a trip to San Francisco after the big earthquake there. The railroad was being built north from the cities while they were in Stephen, so Jens' father would go in the summer and build houses to sell along the railroads in the new towns. The stagecoach came to Stephen with passengers and mail. They used wild horses and ran them until they dropped. Jens' father would go deer hunting by the river post office by Winnoska, and he liked it there so much that he took a homestead there and the family moved again. Stephen was the closest town, so they drove there with the horses in the spring and fall and bought supplies to last 6 months, like sugar, flour, coffee, tea, and then they got the mail. There were no cattle in the country, so his father shot moose and deer. Also, there was no milk, so they drank tea and coffee. They lived by the river, so had plenty of fish. Thompson's homesteaded next to them, Mrs. Ole Peterson's folks. They came from Bellevue, and the family knew them from there. They had a path through the woods to Thompson's, and one day Clarence and Jens were coming home from there when they heard a noise behind them. They looked, and there was a big timber wolf just a few feet away, just sitting and panting with his tongue hanging out. They saw another wolf off to the side, so they ran home fast. There were lots of wolves in the wilderness. They would go in packs. There were 2 kinds, the small brush wolves and the timber wolves. They would find a moose and follow it and chew at the sinews in the legs until the moose couldn't go any further, and then eat it. You could hear the howl at night. Sometimes one would come into the yard. Once a silver fox came in the yard, and Jens' father shot it and traded it for 2 lots in Thief River Falls. They were worth about $400 or $500. Their grandpa in Wisconsin sent a wooden barrel of sugarcane syrup once or twice a year. We were always saving on sugar because it was high priced. Jens' father would buy a load of bran in Stephen, a few sacks of flour, barrels of molasses, sacks of sugar, and a bag of green kernels of coffee. They roasted their own coffee. Tea came in sacks too, as that was the cheapest. One winter, Jens got his shoes wet. They only had 1 pair a year, so his mother put them in the oven to dry, and they burned. Jens had no shoes that year. Later, they bought moccasins from the Indians. They were cheaper. They would salt meat and hang it up, and Mother also salted it down in barrels. Dried venison was good. There were squatters that came, so poor. They'd wait for a place where homesteading would open. They lived in shacks or tents and lived on wild game or whatever. They were so poor, sometimes they had no shoes, so they wrapped their feet. I'll read more about Jens Peterson's family next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.